Okay, so I'd like to just, you know, finish up these sugyas on Chavtes. You might have noticed that some of these, you know, there have been a lot more achronim, right, on these mikoros more than normal. It just happens to be that some of these issues are really addressed exclusively by the achronim. So we try to get as many of the rishonim who relate to these sugyas as much as possible, but happens to be a lot of the lumdas happens to be coming out of the achronim. Moving forward, after Tisha B'Av, we'll be getting to the sugya of Tkiyas de Miyusha, Tkiyas Mu'uman, which is really, you know, really in the Rishonim. So we'll be going back to the Rishonim in Mirtz Hashem very soon. Okay, so after we saw that, you know, these different, you know, sugyas coming up in Chavtes Amud Aleph, whether it be, you know, the Baruch Yuba sugya, the Chati Ben Chorin sugya, Kavanas Mashmiya sugya, good, right? So we pointed out that they all seem to be focusing on the Maisa Tekiya. Right, so we're, right, and we then took that as an opportunity to discuss what's the role of Maisa Tekiya within different approaches. That's what we've been doing the last couple of Shirim. But today, I'd like to just, you know, wrap up these sugyas by going through each of these halachos and going through the different explanations of what these halachos are based on. Okay? So starting with the Bar Chiyuva halacha, right? So again, the first halacha is Bar Chiyuva. The Mishnah says, Chayv Shotel Katan cannot be motzi as a rabbin in the mitzvah of Shofar. So let's go through three different explanations for why there's a requirement of Bar Chiyuva when it comes to the mitzvah of Shofar. So what is the most basic, what is the most basic explanation of why you need there to be a Bar Chiyuva?
Well, if you hold by that's okay. That's
key. Excellent. All right. So the first explanation, the first mahalach, I would say the most, you know, prominent mahalach in terms of why you need Bar Chiyuva is because each shomea needs to be yotze the ma'isa tekiya, and therefore Bar Chiyuva, one can say, is a tenai in the mechanisms of either shlichus or shomea ka'una, as discussed yesterday. So again, the most basic mahalach in terms of why you need a Bar Chiyuva is because each shomea needs to be yotze the ma'isa tekiya, and in order for the ma'isa tekiya to be carried over from the tokea to the shomea through either the mechanism of shlichus or shomea ka'oneh, so tonight in those mechanisms of carrying over the ma'isa tekiya from the tokea to the shomea is that the bal tokea is a bar chiyuva. So again, we saw most of this evidence in the past, and again, this works out really according to all the approaches. Again, if you think that, you know, the Gedra Mitzvah is the Ma'isa Tekiya, then of course you need to carry it over. My point out, even if you think that the Gedra Mitzvah is the Shmiya, right? Gavi, what was the approach within, why would it be that the Shmiya approach would require the Ma'isa Tekiya to be carried over? Because even if the Kiyam...
You still need a Ma'isa Mitzvah even for the Shmiya.
Exactly, right? Even if the Kiyam Mitzvah is the Shmiya, there, right, they're, according to many Mepharshim, within the Shmiya approach, there still needs to be a Ma'isa Mitzvah of a Ma'isa Tekiya. And for that, because the Shmiya itself is too passive, that's what we discussed yesterday. So again, that's the first mahalach in Bar Chiyuva, is that the Bar Chiyuva is a tenai, either the shlichus or the shomea kone, to carry over the ma'isa tekiya to the shomea. Fine. But now we're going to introduce two new mahalachim, two new approaches in terms of why there is a requirement of Bar Chiyuva. So the next mahalach comes from the Yom Teruah. Okay, this is the first makor on the makor sheet. Let's get, Yosef. Would you mind? So the Yom Teruah, again, right, this is basically, remember, Yom Teruah himself explains, right, the previous piece of the Yom Teruah is basically saying, the reason why you need, you know, the Chayv Shotel Katan, you need Bar Chiyuva, is because the Gedra Mitzvah is both the Tekiya and the Shmiya. But the Yom Teruah admits, but that's not going to work for the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that it's the Shmiya alone. So therefore, the Yom Teruah says, Rachazra, or Hadra Kushal Duchta, right? If the Gedra Mitzvah is the Shmiya alone, so then why do you need a Bar Chiyuva? So if you look at three lines up from the bottom of the first page of the Makoros, do you also even see Amai Chayv Shel Tzalkata? The last three words
more?
As the kasha is very simple, if the Gedra Mitzvah is Shmiya alone, so then who cares who is blowing? Just like when it comes to any other hechsher, by sukkah, you know, right? You can have an Eino Bar Chiyuva you know, build the sukkah, and it doesn't matter. It's the same thing here. Same thing here. What's the problem? So the Yom Tru is about to be mechadish a new din. Rav Shlomer. So again, in short, if you were to use one word to describe the psul of, you know, of Chereshot HaKatan according to the Yom Tru, what is it? Genai. Right? So the Yom Tru has a new mahalach in the sugya. He says the reason you need a bar chiyuva to be the tokeh, because otherwise it's a genai. How would you translate genai?
Disgusting,
a disgrace, probably a disgrace is bad, right? It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace for the mitzvah for a non bar chiyuva to be the one who generates, who even does the hechsher. Oh, but by shofar, sorry, by sukkah you don't have that problem. What's the chilek?
That's not right.
Exactly. When it comes to sukkah, there's a clear distinction timing-wise between the building, the heksher of building the sukkah and the kiyama mitzvah. So there's no genai. But in our context, Stephen, if you want, you can get it, right? But in our context, where the heksher, according to Yom Shua, the heksher of the tekiah and the kiyam mitzvah of the shmiyah, they basically happen simultaneously, so therefore there's a problem. Therefore there is a problem with the genai. Yeah. For sure. Why isn't it a major dohak in the Mishnah?
Well, I mean, first of all, the main reason is because the Mishnah says
klal. Kol she'enum in the klal of chir shotzer katan is kol she'enum mechuyah v'davar.
Why is that?
Edomotzi. Why? According to Yom Shua, it's genai. You're right, but why is it a... Oh, that's the key. That's the key, right? It's clear from the Mishnah that this is ma'akev, the key of mitzvah. Presumably, even midoraisa. Right? But the problem is, presumably, Akiva, what type of din does this sound like? Genai. What type of din does this idea that, oh, what? It sounds like it's Durabanan. It's a din Doraisa. I mean, if Genai, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like it's a disgrace. It's inappropriate. So the real Dochak, as, you know, as Gavi's pointing out, is that, wait a second, you have a din Durabanan being Ma'akev, seemingly Akim Doraisa? So as we pointed out in previous shiurim, who is the one Rishon? Moshe? Who is the one, remember that Rishon we saw in past shiurim, who says, yeah, in a chanami, when the chachamim have the ability to be ma'aker, ekiyam de'oraisa? Excellent, the Tosas and Sukkah. Right? So you might have to say that this Yom Shrua must align with the Tosas and Sukkah of Gimel Menalov, who says, in a chanami, the chachamim are able to uproot ekiyam de'oraisa. Just like Tosas and Sukkah says that when it comes to like, when you're sitting in a Sukkah Katana, where it's only Rosh of Rubo fit, but the Shulchan is outside. And in that context, the Chum say, don't do it because Gzera, you might end up, you know, dragging your body outside the Sukkah next to the table. And Tosas says, oh, and because of that Gzera, if a person ends up sitting in a Sukkah, which is Sukkah Katana, not Yotze, huge Chiddush. The Chum have the ability to Ma'akev, it came to Oraisa. That sounds like you're going to have to say that for the Yom Shura. Because the Mishnah says, Kereshot HaKatan cannot be Motzi, sounds like even B'dievet, and Genai sounds Derabanan, you sounds like the Yom Shura must align with that Shita. Yeah, Moshe.
If, according to the Yom Shura now, if there was a way to separate the blow, the hearing, without it being an echo, that's it, you know, belong to, whatever, however we did it, it would be allowed for Kereshot HaKatan to
You're saying theoretically it was a time separation, you made it more like Sukkah?
Yeah.
Theoretically. You have to figure out, it's unclear what the gedder is, like what is that time separation, because it's a little extreme. Sukkah is like, can be separated by a while. But theoretically. Yeah, Kiva and Mishnah.
I thought the Mishnah Yom Shua is something different. Yeah,
okay.
I'm saying that it's a disgrace implies that really, according to the Mishnah, they should really get the best guy, like you have a ton of problems in your town, well, the shoulders too.
Well, that might be the case, but that's not the psul. Or the psul is only when it's davka chereshoto katan, because that's a disgrace. Yeah, but he doesn't say that. All he says that it's a genai if it's an ena bar chiyuva. He doesn't address that, oh, does that mean that it's like an extra mila to have a... it could be that it could be that he would say in Echanani, that's a little different. So Shneir and then Yaakov.
I feel like since we're like we're operating within the Dea saying that, that Shmi is the Ikkarei in the Shura. So by here I don't know why like I Avada here, like also I'm like Gnai, you don't think of Gnai as something which is like super ma'akiv. You think it's not good Avada Lechatchila, yeah. But it's something which is ma'akiv. Being Yotze.
Yeah.
At the same time, though, when we're putting emphasis on the fact that we have about mitzvah shmiyas kol shofar tahave b'shas tkiyasu, right? The fact that you hold shmiyah is important, and at the same time that you have someone who is not, he's put there in this mitzvah, so he's doing the tkiyah, which is the maisa which leads to the kiyam of shmiyah. Shmiyah is, you know, inarguably affected by the tkiyah, which is itself, it's the tkiyah is a gnai, right? So the shmiyah takes on a shame of that as well. It seems that the inherent nature of the Shmiya is affected, and I can see why that might be able to be not given the Kiyama Mitzvah.
I think you're mixing the Yom Shura with...
I'm also thinking of other Mepharshim as well. Exactly. I don't see why also you couldn't adopt those approaches as well.
Yeah, okay. So but I don't think, to be fair, I don't think the Yom Shura is saying what they're saying. And okay. We'll get to in terms of the affecting the quality of the Kol Shofar itself. It sounds like it's a Gnai, because I mean, it's like this Tokeh is there. Right? When it comes to the builder of your sukkah, he doesn't have to be in the picture at the time that you're doing the mitzvah. But obviously, you know, notwithstanding, you know, Moshe is going to come up with some invention. But notwithstanding Moshe's invention, generally the Tokeh is right there. So it's a Gnai to have that Eino Bar Chiyuva, you know, in the picture. But again, what point, I think everyone's agreeing, it sounds like a Dirabanan type Svara, but yet the Mishnah says, you're not Yotze. How do you bridge that gap between a Durabanan psul and lack of kiyam even deraisa? You have to say Yom Shura aligns with that very mechudash shita of Tosas and Sukkah, Daf Gimel, which says in Chanami a Durabanan the chachamim can be ma'akir a kiyam deraisa. First Yaakov and then Shalom. Good night. Find me if you find me in the Makor, I'll be happy to accept it. But.
It's not Torah.
Yeah, you need a makor d'oraisa for it to say. Yeah, could we get there when we get to Chatzi Eved?
The way you read it is just that you shouldn't do this, but it's still
technically. No, that's true, but by Chevashot Katan, Kol She'inu Mechuyim Vidar Eino Motzi Yisra Avni Dechavasan, it sounds like it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because you're saying because, yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Shalom and then Akiva. You're saying according to Yom Shura, how are you gonna? Well, again, I think you would apply it to any mitzvah where that hechsher is done bebas achas with the kiyam. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Kiyam.
What? Yeah. It's a good point. Shalom saying like the Mishnah is very clear that it is the klal of Eino Bar Chiyuva. You'd have to. But again, I mean the concept of Eino Bar Chiyuva is a shas topic. The question is how does that necessarily, you know, how is that applied in different mitzvahs? It might apply differently. Yeah, Kiyam. Sounds like it's not because they're at the same level. Sounds like, and again, the way Yom Shura. But an androgynous, what? Yeah, an androgynous might be a Baruch Yuva. And if it's the same, and if you, I mean, if the Shomer is an androgynous and the Tokeh is an androgynous, so it doesn't sound like that's a good night. Again, that's not the bris, but that's the price, though.
Yeah.
I mean, so again, yes, right, that's the price itself. Yeah.
Is the Gnai the Chayr Shosu present in Motzi Sanon because it's a lower level of Chiyo being Motzi higher level of Chiyo, or because they don't have Das, so they might pass up? Because if
it's
that they don't have Das,
so
they might pass up.
No, it can't be a Das. Yom Shur himself says it's not a Das factor because he's like Nashim Avadim had the same soul. He goes on to say that. Yeah. So it's Zavka Din and Eino Bar Chiyuva, not subject to the Chiyuv. Okay, good. So far, in terms of the psul of Eino Bar Chiyuva, we have the first mahalach, which is the prominent mahalach, which is that it's just you need to carry over the ma'aseh tekiya, so it's a tenai in the shlichos or the shomei ka'onet. The second mechudash mahalach of the Yom Shura is this idea of gnai, right? Chiddush that a derabanan can carry over kima akiva deraisa. And now the third mahalak, which is a very, very important mahalak, is a very important yisro, which is first introduced, as far as I know, by the Sfas Emes, right? In terms of, all right, so let's read the Sfas Emes inside, and we're going to see that the Chazon Ish and the Rav are going to say a similar idea. So the Sfas Emes again is asking the same question, right? If you take the Shmi approach, right? If you think that the Gedder HaMitzvah is all focused on the Shmia, then who cares about a Chayra Shotu Katan? Let's get Sruli. Would you mind the Sfas Emes Val Ikara Terutz? I'll say four lines down, smack in the middle.
Yeah. Val Ikara Terutz, we did Shriham, the Shomea Kol Shofar. You need to hear the sound of the Shofar, Shema Seva Mitzvah, because that's what the Mitzvah is about.
Right, Lishmoa Kol Shofar, Shema Seva Mitzvah. You can't just hear any. It's not about hearing a physical sound coming out of Shofar. You need to hear a kol shofar, which is defined as a kol shofar shel mitzvah. And meaning, it has to be done.
Right.
Exactly. Continue.
The he trua shechai ba Torah, and that's the trua that the Torah is requiring you to hear. The im...
Haya.
What?
Im haya.
The im haya hatzakeh misha ena bar fayuva, and if you have something close, it's not a bar fayuva.
Exactly. Very important yisod introduced by the Sfas Emes, that even the Shmi approach, right? You say, even if the Shmi approach totally downplays the Tekiah, it's not a Maisa Tekiah. We don't care. All you need is a Shmi. And the Tekiah is a Hekshar Ba'alma. Alpha Pekin is going to say this third approach, right? There's a Chisaron in the Shmi itself. Because when it comes to Shmias Kol Shofar, it's not just listening to a physical sounds coming out of a shofar. You have to listen to a sound which is halachically defined as a kol shofar shel mitzvah. And therefore it says the Sfas Emes, and we'll see the Chazon Ish as well, it's only defined as a kol shofar shel mitzvah if it's generated by a bar chiyuva. Right? Someone who's subject to the mitzvah can thereby create a kol shofar which is defined as a kol shofar shel mitzvah. So again, it's saying it's all about the shmiah. But yet, the subject of the Shemiah, which is hearing the sound of the shofar, which up until now we're saying, just as long as you hear the sound coming out of shofar. No, that's not enough. That sound, that kol shofar, has to be defined as a kol shofar shel mitzvah. So again, we'll analyze this in a moment. Let's just first see the three achronim say this. So Sfas Emes we just read. And then the Chazon Ish also famously says this idea. So let's, Isaac, would you mind seeing the Chazon Ish? This is just the first two lines here. Oh, you're only yotzei if you're hearing what's defined as a kol shofar shel mitzvah. Beautiful. All right, so the Chazon Ish also, again, utilizes this yisod that the subject of your shmia needs to be defined as a kol shofar shel mitzvah, not just the physical sound emanating from a shofar, but has to be defined as, one could say, it's like a chepsa shal mitzvah, a kol which is roi to be, is roi for this mitzvah, and therefore can only be generated by a bar chiyuva. So the Sfas Emes says this, Chazon Ish says this, and the Igros HaGrid also says this, right? The Igros HaGrid is in Hilchos Chanukah. This is the second day of Igros HaGrid. It's actually fascinating, the Igros HaGrid. I don't know if you're able to get this from the part that I photocopied, but basically the Rav found a Turi Evan, which was originally owned by Rav Kiva Eger, and he found like Gilyonos. He found like certain, you know, writing in the Gilyonos, which means that the Rav Kiva Eger himself wrote certain things in the margins of the Turi Evan. And one of the kashas that the Rav Kiva Eger asks in the margins of the Turi Evan is this kasha, right? If the Gedder of the Mitzvah is the Shmia alone, so then why do you need to have a meaning? So why is there a psul of Chereshoto Katan, right? This kasha. So the Rav comes to answer that question. And the second answer is this yisod that even if the Mitzvah is the Shmia, it's not just about listening to a physical kol shofar. It's not that any physical kol emanating from a shofar is going to suffice. It has to be defined as a kol shofar shel mitzvah. Yeah.
Difference between what the Chazon Ish and the Sfas Emes?
Same idea. Using like, different words, I think, to describe the same thing.
Like, basically, the same.
Same thing, yeah. Sfas Emes, Chazon Ish, and the Rav, in the Igros HaGrid, Hilchos Chanukah, are all basically saying the same thing. So, yes, for real.
I don't know if this is relevant to the overall Shri discussion, but the end of the Sfas Emes, where he says, Tzarek Bien, why we said, Matinas Aravim, and Yochid also, like, we're all sort of upset, Matinas Aravim, meaning, like, the general public, like, not Terry Shoshu Bekata.
Yeah. I wasn't so bothered by that kasha. You know, I think that's what you're saying as well. Meaning, the Sfas Emes has two kashas. Number one, like, why is it also not focused on being not being motzi atzmo? Because you have like this happy case where like the katan becomes a gadol in between the tekiya and the shmia, or the eved is meshuchar. He's like, oh, why don't you discuss that case? Like, that's a pretty random case. Meaning, I know there was a motzi as a rabim, it's also motzi as a yachid. It's just pepashtus. It sounds like that's the Mishnah's way of saying you can't be motzi others. Others be it rabim, others be it yechidim. I'm also not so bothered by it. Yeah.
Is there really a difference between Yom Teruah and Sfas Emes? Because Yom Teruah is saying that there's like a baseline sound and then it's not Barbu, but then you see Nai and then it brings it down. And Sfas Emes is just saying that there's a baseline sound and show is a baseline sound, and if you're Barbu, but you take it up to show for Shul Mitzvah.
That's very different because this cannot, I would say, Sfas Emes, Chazanish, and the Rav, this is Din D'Oraisa. It's a Din D'Oraisa that what you need to hear is a kol shofar shel mitzvah. And that's what we're about to get to now, like, where does that come from? For the Yom Shu, it's a Din D'Rabbanan, it's a disgrace. Exactly, and that requires that, but for the Chazanish, meaning for the Chazanish, for the Sfas Emes, you don't need to come on to Tosos. This is a Din D'Oraisa that needs to, that what the subject of your Shmia needs to be a kol shofar shel mitzvah. So now we have to now analyze that. Is basically like, where does this come from? Where does this idea come from that you need to hear a kol shofar, which is defined as a kol shofar shel mitzvah? Where does this idea come from? Right? I mean, at the end of the day, this person is hearing a sound which comes out of shofar. So where does this idea come from that it has to be a kol shofar shel mitzvah and therefore needs to be generated by a baruch yuvah? As I just responded to Moshe, it sounds like a Din D'Oraisa. Like, where is this idea coming from? So Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, suggests, he says, oh, it's very similar to what does he compare it to? Anybody? What does the Minchas Asher compare this requirement to, Yaakov? Oh, he says, oh, just like there are requirements for other Chetzos Shel Mitzvah. He says, oh, what are some of the examples he gives? Tzitzis, which needs Lishma, Matzah, which needs Lishma, Sukkah, which needs Lishma, according to Beis Shammai. So the Rav Asher Weiss says, oh, Matzinu, in other mitzvos, that not only are there halachos pertaining to, let's say, the Maisa mitzvah, there are also halachos pertaining to the Chetzos Shel Mitzvah. That the Chetzos Shel Mitzvah, the Tzitzis, the Chetzos Shel Mitzvah, the Sukkah, the Chetzos Shel Mitzvah, Matzah, needs to have some halachic geder, hagdara, right? Of Lishma, let's say. So Vashar Bai say, oh, so we have a parallel where there are halachos, not just in terms of the Maisa mitzvah, but also the Chetzos mitzvah. So says Rav Asher Weiss, who a dinami when it comes to shofar, not only are there halachos in terms of how to get to perform the Shmiah, there's also a halacha about what the Chetzos mitzvah would be, and according to Shmiah approach, what is the Chetzos mitzvah? Yosef, according to Shmiah approach, what is the Chetzos mitzvah? The kol! So there's a halacha in the Chetzos mitzvah. So that's the way Rav Asher Weiss spells it out. The problem with that comparison is that in each of those cases there is a specific separate gzeiras akasiv telling you that sukkah needs to be lishma according to Beis Shammai, tzitzis needs to be lishma, matzah needs to be lishma. There is a separate gzeiras akasiv in each case. The problem here is, Yaakov, there's no gzeiras akasiv telling you this, right? There's no gzeiras akasiv telling you that the chetzos shel mitzvah, that the kol shofar needs to be a kol shofar shel mitzvah. So by making that comparison, you're sort of highlighting another problem, which is, okay, fine, there is a parallel in halacha where there are dinim pertaining to the Chetzos Shel Mitzvah, but in each of those cases, there's a separate gzeiras akasiv for it. But here, there is no such gzeiras akasiv. So again, chazra kusha l'duchta, where is this coming from? Yes? Exactly, yeah, exactly. And the Rav Asher himself spells it out. There's also a difference. All those cases, it's a lishma. Nothing to do with a bar chiyuvah, as we know by sukkah, right? Ganbach, right? Sukkah's ganbach can be made by a non-bar chiyuvah. So Rav Asher also points that out, like, oh, in Hanami, it's different, but you still see the parallel. Right? So again, that's another kasha. So number one, here, there's no makor for it. Number two, it's not a din lishma, it's a separate idea. So what's going on here? So I'd like to suggest, this is for you, Moser, which again, but stems from halacha itself. That's the best. The hashkafa comes right. The hashkafa comes from the lumbus itself. So I have to suggest again. Remember, we're working within the shmiah approach here, right? That's the whole point. According to the shmiah approach, it's all about the shmiah. It's all about the shmiah. So then, where does the chirashot akata, and who cares about the baltokeya? Oh. So within the Shmi'ah approach, we developed, you know, in the past, that the Shmi'ah approach, according to many Rishonim, think that it's related to the Hirurei Tshuva. Right? That part of the Geder HaMitzvah of Shmi'ah is that the Shmi'ah, right, leads and triggers and inspires Hirurei Tshuva. So it's possible to suggest that what's coming out of here is the following idea. Is that the halacha, the Torah, is trying to convey a very important idea. That it, particularly when it comes to the Yom Narayim, that the subject of our inspiration, right, the thing which inspires our tshuva, can't be just anything. It needs to be a chafetz shel kedusha, a chafetz shel mitzvah. So perhaps, right, what this is stemming from, you don't need a separate gzeiros hakasuv, because it's stemming from the essence of what the mitzvah is all about. If you understand that the mitzvah is all about a shmias kol shofar, which triggers hirurei tshuva, so maybe this Torah is telling us through these halachos that we care about what inspires you to do tshuva. When it comes to the Yom Narayim, where the stakes are very high, we want your tshuva process to be very, very meduyuk and very, you know, clear and, you know, and pointing in the right direction. You can't be inspired by just anything. And therefore, the kol shofar, which is inspiring your tshuva, can't be just anything. It must be defined as a chefta shel mitzvah, a chefta shel kedusha. And therefore, in order for it to be defined as a davarship, a kedusha, which is roi of inspiring the tshuva of the Yom Narayim, it needs to be defined as not just any kol shofar, it has to be defined as a kol shofar shel mitzvah, which is specifically generated by a bar chiyuva. Yeah, one more time. There was a lot there. Basically, right, the question is, where does this come from? There's no separate makor. There's a din d'oraisa, presumably. It's ma'akiv the mitzvah. What's makor? So just like we said in the past, right, when a halacha, right, stems from the nature of the mitzvah itself, you don't need a separate makor for it. Right? So what we're saying here, or we said this a number of times in the past, so we're saying here, if you understand that the essence of the mitzvah is that the Shmias Kol Shofar is going to inspire Hirurei Tshuva, so perhaps what's coming, what the idea is that the, right, is that the subject, or I would say the inspiration of our Hirurei Tshuva needs to be very specific. It needs to come from the realm of Kedusha, from mitzvahs. Or you can't just be inspired to do tshuva from just anything, because if it was just anything, maybe that inspiration of tshuva might not get you to the right place. Therefore, the inspiration of the tshuva must be a chafetz shel mitzvah, chafetz shel kedusha. And therefore, that's why the kol shofar, which is not just a stam chafetz shel mitzvah, it's a chafetz shel mitzvah which is inspiring you to do tshuva, it itself has to be defined not just as a physical sound coming from a shofar, it has to have the status of a kol shofar shel mitzvah. That would make it a davar shebekedusha, which is roi of being the inspiration of our tshuva on the yom, in the yom narayim. No, this is myself. Yeah, this is an alternative. Right, this is... Exactly. There are dinim pertaining to what type of kol shofar.
It's not only the kol.
Exactly. It's not just a physical kol. It has to be a kol which is defined as a kol shofar shel mitzvah, right? Once it's in the realm of mitzvahs, the realm of kedusha, then it's something which is roi to inspire us on the right. You can't just have anything which inspires us. Yeah.
Does this approach only work
with
Rosh Hashanah?
What? Yeah, I mean, this is it has nothing to do with the Rosh, meaning this is working within the Hirurei Tshuva approach.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is my suggestion. So I'm suggesting that, meaning if you take, right, meaning within the Hirurei Tshuva idea, right, then you can understand that this halacha of it being, that the source of that Hirurei Tshuva needs to be a kol shofar shel mitzvah, we can understand, because not just, you can't just have anything inspire or be the subject of our inspiration. You need something specifically from the realm of mitzvos and kedusha. Well, it doesn't matter, meaning, say it again? I'm not saying this shot in the Minchas Asher. So, yeah. Fine. So, Adkan is the first part, right, the first halacha of Bar Chiyuva. So, again, to summarize, three mahalachim in terms of what the basis of the Bar Chiyuva. Number one, it's to carry over the Maisa Tekiyah. So, it's either, right, a Tanai in the Shlichos, and Tanai in the Shomei Ka'una. All right. Mahalach number two is that it's Genai. That's the Yom Shura. And mahalach number three is that it's this idea that it's... a tanai in it being in the kol shofar being defined as a kol shofar shell mitzvah. Fine. Now moving on to chatzi eved, chatzi ben chor. So we know from the Gemara's that we read that not only can a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin not be motzi others, but also what Shlomo, chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin can't be motzi himself, right? And the big question that everyone is wondering is why, right? What is it? Meaning, and a lot of the achorim ask it, but like other mitzvos, chatzi eved ben chorin can do himself. So why all of a sudden can't a chatzi ben chorin? Why can't he, do the mitzvah of shofar all by himself? So again, but because the chisaron is stemming from the fact that as a chatzi eved, again, what's the chisaron of chatzi eved? What's the chisaron in that half? It's exactly, in a bar chiyuva, right? So again, this is going to have to relate, presumably, to the basis of the in a bar chiyuva sugya, right? Because the chatzi eved ben chorin is an example of someone who's a chatzi in a bar chiyuva. Right, so we're going to take those three mahalchim that we discussed before and see how they carry over to chatzi eved, chatzi ben chor. So the one that most easily carries over is which? And the achronim spelled this out. And as you see, this is a raya. You all, do you remember? Which mahalach seems to really work out well to explain why a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin cannot be motzi himself? Exactly, beautiful. All right, this is the third mahalach. Because right, through Malach, they need a kol shofar shel mitzvah. Because the idea is that when the chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin blows for himself, he basically needs to be generating what, a kol shofar shel mitzvah. And y'all, can he do that? Can a chatzi eved ben chorin? No, he can't. A chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin can't generate a full kol shofar shel mitzvah because he's half in a bar chiyuva. Right. So if you look at the Avnei Nezer is going to spell this out. Basically beferish. Right. So Avnei Nezer, in the bottom of page number 2. Let's get who hasn't read it. Nachi, would you mind? So the answer is going to ask this question of, wait a second, Chatzi Eved Ben Chorin, he does other mitzvos, so all of a sudden by Tekiya, is it different? This is Avnei Nezer in Simon Tuf Mem Beis. Right, if you're saying that everything is chetzi, everything that he does is chetzi, so then even on the Shemiyah itself it should be a problem because he's only hearing half. And every other mitzvah, he eats matzah, only he's doing half a maisa mitzvah. So comes along Adonai and says, no, that's not the pshat. It's not that any maisa mitzvah he does is half and therefore is puzzle. It's unique to shofar. So what is it? Amnon? As you're saying, it's not that every maisa mitzvah he does is a chisaron, because the half that's chayiv gets a half. So it's like, 50% for 50%. So he gets a whole. Right? So there's no chisaron in every maisa mitzvah that he performs, because like the Chazon Ish has this lashon of like, ki chiyuvo ken kiyumo. Meaning, if he's half chayiv, so he half performs it, so the maisa mitzvah that he does is not a problem. What's the problem? So what's different about shofar is that it's not a chisaron in the maisa shmiya. What's the chisaron in the bar chiyuva, which is the chisaron in what, in the kol shofar that he's listening to? What's unique about shofar, right, which is similar to the third mahalach, is that it's not just a maisa shmiya. You need to hear a tekiya, which is defined as a kol shofar shel mitzvah. And the chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin can't generate that, because when he's tokeya, he creates only a half kol shofar shel mitzvah. Right? So again, so basically what the Adonai Ezer is pointing out is that within the mahalach, with the third mahalach of Ein Bar Chiyuva, that's a chisaron in the kol shofar shel mitzvah. So that's going to carry over very nicely to chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, because while a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin can perform a maisa mitzvah, but he can't generate a proper tekiya, a proper kol shofar shel mitzvah. Yes, Roland?
Is it possible to say that there's two kind of maisa mitzvahs, one being the formation of the kol shofar, one being the shmiya?
So yeah, one being the shmiya, one being
one being the formation of a kol
shofar. The tekiah?
Yeah.
Well, there are people who say that, but it doesn't sound like these mefarshim.
Because if you're saying it over here, then it would be basically that he's making a 50% kol shofar and then also 50% shmiya, leaving him 25% to be mekayim the 50% of him that's fat.
One more time.
If he's doing like a 50% shofar blowing and then a 50% shmiya, that's, you know, 50% of 50% is 25%.
I didn't get the last math. I didn't get. Meaning that there are two.
It's 25% of the whole. Meaning
no.
Half of a half is.
Am I off or is my math off?
Half of a half is a quarter.
That I got. That I agree with.
Okay, good. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, if he's doing half of a shofar,
I own half of this one and half of this phone. I own half of both phones.
Right, but it's the same phone. Why
is it? No, there are two phones.
Two phones.
Two phones. I'm at 50%, 50%. The total, I own 50%. There's a shmi and a tekiya. If I did
right,
half, and
both are part of being a kind of mitzvah.
But again, but the point is, meaning from just the perspective of what the ma'isa mitzvah that you're doing, as everyone's saying, is that this doesn't seem like there's no chisaron in chatzi ebe chatzi ben chorin eating matzah. It's no chisaron of chatzi ebe chatzi ben chorin because the chatzi, which is chayiv, is doing
right,
the ma'isa.
But
he's only half chayiv. Only half of him is chayiv. There's no problem in the ma'isa mitzvah that he does. The only problem is by shofar, when he needs to generate this full kol shofar shel mitzvah, that he can't generate. So it's specifically a chisaron in shofar, where it's not just about doing a ma'isa shmiya, it's about generating, right? You need to generate a full kol shofar shel mitzvah. If it was just that, oh, he needs to do a ma'isa tekiya and a ma'isa shmiya, then he did both fine. Because the chatzi ben chorin shebo did a full ma'isa. Yeah.
I feel like it can sort of be related to, I don't know if it's like a chakir that's made or whatever, between like when you have like, let's say you have like a bunch of like 50 oranges that are tevel. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Do we say that like there's one orange which is truma gedola, or that in each orange a 50th of them
is
going
to come
so,
up by the androgynous that comes out? Meaning,
oh, so yeah. So
yeah. Is it like that's the deus, the meiri? Is that like, is there like a, is he mamish? Half of his body is Zachar, half his body in a cave, or every aspect?
Yeah.
Exactly. What?
So it's
snake, and the
stardom is that you make opponents
from, well, not that you calculate the odds, but it's stardom, reboot stardom. But, yeah, we're not going to space again right now, but yeah. Yeah. But Shutzfus, exactly, 100%. Shutzfus also, the question is, you own phones. You own this half, I own this half, or every single aspect of it, we have a joint ownership in. The different models of Shutzfus, yeah.
Because within the tekiah, the one that's happening, I feel like it would make more sense to say that it could be that every like infinitesimally short moment that the tekiah is blowing the shofar is pogum, let's say, with that part of which is p'tor. Not that, like, I don't know, overall half of it is p'tor, half of it is
okay, too, yeah, but yeah, you're right, but either way it would be a problem. Because either way, you need to hear a full kol shofar mitzvah, so whether it's the first half or the second half or every single aspect, either way, but it's a good aura. It's a very important chakira that pertains to a lot. So all right, so again, so basically the third mahalach in Baruch in Eino Baruch Yuva really carries over nicely to explain the chisaron of chetzi ev chetzi mechorin. That's what Avin Ezer spells out, and the Igros Agrid, and that same Igros Agrid and the Chazon Ish both say, oh, a raya to our yisod is chetzi ev chetzi ben chorin. They both say, oh, because the best way to explain chatzi ben chorin is that if you need to, there's a requirement to generate a full kol shofar shel mitzvah, and because a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin can't do that, therefore that's the chisaron in chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. Oh. We're now going to point out, we have to go through the other two explanations of Eino Baruch Yuva and see how they carry over to chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, and we're going to see that they're really not so pasha. They don't really work out so well. Let's go through them. Let's go through the Yom Shura's Genai. And if you think about a genai, and I think someone, I think Akiva was mentioning this, was referencing this before, a genai is when you are bar chiyuva, and you specifically are getting an eno bar chiyuva to be your tokeya. That's a genai. Does it seem to be a genai for a chetzi eved chetzi ben chorin to be his own bal tokeya? Doesn't seem like it.
Not for him.
Exactly. Mitzido, it's a genai. So again, the genai approach doesn't seem to work out so well. When you, again, for Eino Baruch Yuva, fine. Again, there's a dochak, a derabanan bimakir, a deraisa, fine. But to carry it over to chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, it sounds even more dochak to say that it's gnai for a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin for he himself to be his own bal tokeh. He's just doing the mitzvah for himself, like every other mitzvah you do yourself. So again, gnai sounds like you're specifically going out of your way to get an eno bar chiyuva when you're a bar chiyuva. That dissonance, that, you know, creates a gnai. But for just to carry that over to eno bar chiyuva, it seems dochak.
When it comes to the gnai approach, does he not say that it's also gnai for
but who cares? Because he's not in a bardas. It doesn't matter. So I was pointing out that the mahalach of gnai maybe works for chirushot katan being trying to be motzi other people, but to carry that over to ena bar chiyuva to chetzi eva chetzi ben chorin seems dachuk. And the same with the other mahalach. I remember the first mahalach was that it's tanai in shlichus and tanai in shomei ka'ona. If you think about it, Gavi, does a chetzi eva chetzi ben chorin need shlichus?
Not for himself.
Not for himself. Right? So again, that right, that other mahalach, that, oh, the eino bar chiyuva is a tanai in shlichus, it's a tanai in shomea kohone, fine when you have a bal tokeh, which is separate from the shomea. But in this sugya of chetzi eva chetzi ben chorin, he's doing it himself. You don't need shlichus to be motzi yourself. You don't need shomea kohone to be motzi yourself. You're one person. So we're just pointing out that you really, the only explanation which really seems to work a lot, which seems to work really smoothly, is this idea of the Sfas Emes, the Chazon Ish, the Rav, and then the Adi Nezer, that this idea that you have this requirement, even within the Shmiah approach, that you need to do a Shmiah on a Kol Shofar Shel Mitzvah, which a Chetzi Eva can't generate. Yes, Ari. You're saying, like, time-wise, that sometimes he is an Eved, sometimes... Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, from, like, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, so that there is a model of such a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, when they have two different shutfin, and, like, one owes him, and they separate. It's like, oh, you get him on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and there is such a thing. But in this case, just the way the Gemara seems to be describing Tzad Abdus and Tzad Cheros, it sounds like it's Bevas Achas. Yeah. Right? It sounds like even at the same exact time, and for sure in that case... hard to justify needing Shomei Konan. So I hear what you're saying, but based on the Gemara's Lashon, it sounds like even if it's mamish half-half. Yes?
So I guess if you try to force it to work, you could say that the one that's not too evident, that all of this part is could be the one blowing, and all of this is being the Jewish Lisa's for the fair side, and then...
Okay, so you're saying, take Ari's idea, not that it has to be separate times, you're saying, even it's Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, because you have different statuses, therefore you need, a shlichus to carry over from one side to the other side?
Well, it's like a concern that the Olive side would be blowing, and that the Chayr side would be the...
That's a very bechidush. Meaning you're saying, it's a koveya, you know...
Why would you be concerned? Just do it...
Meaning one goof, doing this action... The chiddush of Shomer Ka'onah and Shlichus is to carry over between a guf and muchlakim, right? Different bodies, pipashas. Your chiddush maybe really the kovei statuses. So you're saying maybe to carry over from the Eved status to a Ben Chorin status, maybe. That would be the way to defend it, but that would be a very bechiddush in the need for Shlichus and the need for Shomer Ka'onah. Just before we move on, just to point out, you know, the part, you know, there's some complaints about, you know, too many achronim, right? But the one Indian that the Rishonim do discuss is this, is that the contrast between the androgynous and the chetzi eved chetzi ben chorin, right? Because at first blush, they sound like the same. They're both chetzi chetzi, right? Chetzi eved chetzi ben chorin, and an androgynous, if you assume that it's chetzi zachar, chetzi nekeva. So the question is, why is it? But when it comes to the brisa, the different psakim. And remember, what's the psak of the brisa when it comes to an androgynous? Androgynous. Exactly. You can't be motzi acherim, but you can be motzi another androgynous. The question is, if a chetzi eved chetzi ben chorin, that's the kasha. Oh. So how does Rashi answer that distinction?
I don't understand the question.
So the question is, right, a chetzi eved chetzi ben chorin, half-half. So we say the half which is chay, which is pater, can't be motzi the half which is chayiv. So therefore, a chatzi ben chorin can't be motzi other chatzi Chatzi ben Chorins, Chatzi Hefer, Chatzi ben Chorin, it can't be Motzi himself. But androgynous, the Brisa says, can one androgynous can be Motzi another androgynous. So the question is, why? Isn't it also Chatzi Chatzi? So there are basically two answers. The basic answer given by Rashi, let's just see the Rashi. Rashi, do you remember how to call androgynous? Moshe, do you mind?
Yeah,
androgynous. So one androgynous can't be multi another androgynous.
Di,
Basar, Zachos.
Azlo, Shneem,
Chayudin. Stop right. Di, Basar, Zachos. Basically, so Rashi is interpreting the status of an androgynous is that either all androgynouses are Zachar or all of them are Nekevos. So basically, halakha terminology, Miman Apshach. If the Tokeya is a Zachar, so then the Shamea is also a Zachar. Fine. And if the E Basar, right, Nekevos, Azlos, and if all androgynouses are Nekevos, so then the Tokeya is Nekeva, Pater, but so is the Shomea, right? The Shomea is also Pater, therefore, right, Shneim Betrum, therefore not a problem. So the way Rashi says is that because androgynous is not really half-half, it's a suffix, but Miman of Shach. If they're all Zacharim, they're all Zacharim. If they're all Nekevos, they're all Nekevos. Miman of Shach, you end up not having a problem. The interesting Deya, which is very hard to understand, is that is the Deya found in the Ritva and in the Iri. Say, in a Chanami, an androgynous is half-half. But yet, it's not a problem. Sean, do you remember the Lashon or of the Me'iri? Or why is it not a problem? Exactly. It's connected to what we were saying before. It's not a Taroves. The half-Zachar is clearly one side of the body, and the half-Nekeva is clearly another side of the body. And therefore, you know, the Zachar part could be Motzi, the Zachar part, right, this phrase, the clear Zachar of the Tokeya, Chelak of the Tokeya can be Motzi, the clear Zachar of the Shomea.
This is the Ritva?
Yeah, this is the Deya in the Ritva and the Deya in the Me'iri. The Ritva happens to, you know, reject this Deya very strongly, but the Me'iri seems to accept it, right? He says, if you have a Moach, right, you wouldn't say such a thing. It's like, whoa. But again, Masha Inkim, there's no clear demarcation between the tzad Eved between the tzad Ben Chor. It's a very hard shita to understand because again, especially if you take the perspective of you have to generate a kol shofar shal mitzvah. In the end of the day, the kol shofar shal mitzvah is generated by a chetzi nekeva. That's a problem. You might have to come on. Meaning, if you take Moshe's chiddush. That right, you need some time. Oh no, by androgynous, let's say there is shlichus from one androgynous to another. So if you think that the bar chiyuva is a chizaron in the shlichus, so then maybe you can say a chiddush according to this daya that when we say that the tanayin shlichus and tanayin shomei ka'on is that the shliach needs to be a bar chiyuva, maybe that you only need a full bar chiyuva if the person, the meshaleach, is also bar chiyuva. But androgynous, who is only a half bar chiyuva, right, can basically accept shlichus from a similarly half bar chiyuva. But that's a huge chiddush, so, yeah.
I feel like, for the reason of the Iri, how they describe the chatzi of the chatzi ben Chorin as like, he is a suffix, right, he has elements of both.
No, the taroves.
A taroves. I feel like it's dome, I did this Gemara in Shir this year in MTA, where like Beinu Binayim, right, when it comes to Menachos, in the sense, and the Ketor Sezik, right, when you have, like, a Mincha, like the flower is in here, Avad, everyone agrees that that's fine. It's like, that's the thing is, you can't do that. What about, like, in here, on the Pops and Bobs and Fingers, what do you do? So, I think this is Rabbi Yochanan, someone says, what is it? It's a suffix. And everyone asks the Kasha, how is that answer the question, right? Saying it's a suffix, we knew that before. That saying that some its nature is that of suffix in the sense that it has elements of both, and so we pass on the hak or whatever. But either way, we didn't know what it was before. Now we know that it is both.
Yeah,
it's
similar to Abba Ben
Ishmael. The brisker Ben Ishmael. It's not yom, not suffix yom, suffix lila. It's both.
I'm not really understanding the half and half thing. If you say that it's half male, half female, then don't you have the same problem that you had with the Chetzi Eved? They can't be Yotze for another androgynous.
Yeah, so again, what this Shita is saying is that because it's clearly, meaning the demarcation of, you know, of the halves is clear, so therefore there's room to say that the half, which is the Bar Chiyuva, could be separated from the half, which is the inabar chiyuva, and the tzad zachar is separated from the tzad kiyuva. That's the chiddush of that. Of that
like because throw it with like the right half of your mouth, you'll be yosef, and the left half of your
mouth. Or the body.
Honestly, I don't have it so clear. And again, the Ritzvah rejects it pretty strongly, but the Meiri does accept it. But it's something to the effect that, like, if it's about generating a kol shofar, a full kol shofar shel mitzvah, it's not shayach at all. I think if you think it's the chisaron is about, you know, carrying over, let's say, certain maisa, you know, through shlichos or through shomei ka'ona, and the chisaron is like, oh, it ain't a bar chiyuv, it can't be a shliach. I think the chiddush here is that, meaning that because there's a clear demarcation, clear separation between the tzad zachar and the tzad nekeva, so that half bar chiyuva can, you know, carry over to at least another half bar chiyuva. Big chiddush. I'm not gonna spend too much time trying to justify because it's too hard. Yeah.
Is there a practical difference between the Ritva and the Meiri and Rashi?
I mean, in terms of when they all accept.
Yeah, in terms of no, I'm saying isn't there a definition of why androgynous?
Meaning Rashi's pshat is also brought down by the Ritz, accepted by the Ritva and brought down by the Meiri. So they're all the same in terms of that. Yeah, meaning the Ritva brings down this other daya, completely rejects it. The Meiri brings down that daya and doesn't reject it. So there's a difference in terms of that other daya. Okay. Let's just finish up with the Kavana Satoke. So the third and final halacha on Chavtes is the idea of it's not enough for the Tokeya to be Bar Chiva, but the Tokeya, the Mashmiya, needs to have Kavana, right, to be motzi the Shomer. Right, that comes out of Rashi. The Rashi, it's very clear that's not right. The Kavanas Mashmiya is Kavana Lahotzieni. Right, based on that Gemara, right? The Balamor has a Hava Mina that it's not Kavana Lahotzi, it's just Kavana to be Tokei for someone else, but even the Meiri, sorry, even the Balamor ends up rejecting that. So Lamaskana, everyone seems to agree that the Kavanas Mashmiya is Kavana Lahotzi. Again, now we have to figure out, so what is this requirement a din in? Right, what's the basis of this requirement? So again, we're going to just quickly do three mahalachim here. So the first mahalach is that it's a Tanai in Shlichos, it's a Tanai in Shomer Ka'ona. That just like a Tanayin Shlichos and Tanayin Shomer Ka'ona is Bar Chiyuva, similarly, the Shliach, or right in the case of Shomer Ka'ona, the Medaber has to have Kavana to be Motzi the Meshaleach, to be Motzi the Shomer. And therefore, if you take the approach that you need to carry over the Maisa Tekiah to the Shomer, as we discussed in the past, either because you hold the Tekiah approach, or even if the Shomer approach requires the Maisa Tekiah. So again, if you think that you need the mechanism of Shlichos or Shomer Ka'onem, so then you can clearly understand why you need this Kavanas Mashmiya, because it's a Tanai in Shlichos, it's a Tanai in Shomer Ka'onem, right? Those mechanisms are only going to work if the Shliach has Kavana to be Motzi the other person. So
that's
a
Rashi.
What?
That's a Rashi. Motzi right there.
Yeah, again, all Rashi is defining what the Kavanas Mashmiya is. It's not clear exactly why you need that, but that's the Pashtos. So again, so the first Mahalach is that it is all Tanai in Shlichos, it's Tanai in Shomer Ka'on. Fine. Similar to the first Mahalach of, you know, Baruch Yuba. Yes?
It's because they hold that mitzvah is Tekiah.
Yeah, either the mitzvah is Tekiah, or even if the mitzvah is the Shmiya, you still need a Maisa Tekiah. So if anyway, according to any approach, you need to carry over the Maisa Tekiah or over to the Shomea, you're going to require Shlichos or Shomea Ka'ona, and this would be a Tanai in that. The other Malach is to say that this even relates to the Kol Shofar Shel Mitzvah. If you look very closely, this is the way the Chazanish explains it. In that same piece, this is a very Bechidish, that part of the Tanai of Kol Shofar Shel Mitzvah is Kavanas HaMashmiya. The question is, what's the connection? A Bar Chiyuva blew it, so you generated a kol shofar shel mitzvah. What's this idea of kavanas mashmiya connecting to that? So if you go back to the Chazon Ish, right at the end of the second line, Gavi, do you mind reading it? At the end of the second line, it says v'chein. And this is after he says, oh, in order to generate a kol shofar shel mitzvah, you need a bar chiyuva. Fine, that's fine. But he says v'chein. This is a very b'chiddush. The Chazon Ish says, it's not enough to have that once a bar chiyuva blows a shofar, it's now a kol shofar shel mitzvah. It's only considered a kol shofar shel mitzvah for a shomea if the mashmiya has him in mind. Very bechidish. that's not just, oh, once the Bar Chiyuva blows a shofar, now that resulting kol is defined as a kol shofar shal mitzvah, that you now, it's like subjective. You need to have a kol shofar shal mitzvah for each shomea. And that's only accomplished, argues the Chazon Ish, when the mashmia has that person in mind. Right, when I have in mind to blow for you, so therefore now it's a kol shofar shal mitzvah for you. So again, the Chazon Ish takes the kol shofar shal mitzvah approach, this idea that the, right, the chetzah shal mitzvah has to be defined as the chetzah shal mitzvah. That idea, not only to explain Bar Chiyuva, but he carries it over to also explain the kavanas hamashmiah. Very bechiddush. That's not just, oh, once the Bar Chiyuva blows a shofar, it's automatically a kol shofar shal mitzvah, but that you need to define it as a kol shofar shal mitzvah for each shomea, you know, requiring the mashmiah to have each one in mind. Yes, Akiva. What? On the top line? You know, yeah, but that's just describing that the kavanas, what kavanas mashmiah means is that the tokeya has to have in mind to be motzi the shomea. We're now asking why. So is that a tenai in the shlichus?
Right,
so, exactly. So malach number one is that, yeah, you need that as a tenai in the shlichus / a tenai in shomea kohen. Verse number two is that, no, it's a tenai in it being considered a kol shofar shal mitzvah for that shomea. That's what the Chazon Ish is saying. Well, that's Shomei Ha'Kohanim. So, I mean, that's all, it's not Shomei Ha'Kohanim. But here he's saying, well, again, because the Chazon Ish doesn't think that you need Shomei Ha'Kohanim, because he doesn't think you need a Ma'aseh Tekiyah here. So since it's all based on the Shemiah, who cares about it? You don't need Shlichos, you don't need Shomei Ha'Kohanim. He says, oh, it must be that this is an edit tonight in it being considered a kol shofar shal mitzvah, like gabe each Shomei. Very, very, very bechiddush. Oh. And just to finish up, there's a third mahalach, there's a third explanation for this requirement of kavanas mashmiah, and it comes from the Evan Ezel, or Isser Zalman. And the Evan Ezel, again, our favorite drasha of Yom Teruah being used for yet another halacha, right? Shalom, would you mind reading the Evan Ezel, and with this we'll conclude. So he basically asks, right, what's the basis of this requirement? And the answer is, Vinira. Oh, this is very important. So he says, what Yom Teruah Yelachem means, right, is that it must be that Beis Din, interesting, is being tokeya ba'ad on behalf of the entire kal. So the way he interprets that pasuk, so again, remember Yom Teruah himself had such a drasha, say, oh, because one person has to do it for everyone, therefore there must be shlichus. That's the way the Yom Teruah took it. Evan Ezel's taking a slightly different direction. Similar pshat that Yom Teruah Yelachem, that has to be like for everyone together. But it's saying it's like a din that the bezin has to be blowing it on behalf of others. And he says, in order for it to be defined as ba'ad kol akal, in order for the tekiah to be defined as not just the bezin is tokeh and everyone else is shomea. No, it has to be something like integrated. It sounds like it's like a din in the tzibur. It has to be that there's like a tekiah for the tzibur. So he's basically saying, how could it be that you have a tekiah, which is defined as a tekiah of the entire tzibur? You must need some type of tzeruf between the tekiah and the tzibur. Oh, that tzeruf is through the kavanas hamashmiah. So again, this is like a new take. This is like a third mahalach in terms of what is this tenai? What is this requirement of kavanas hamashmiah? So you know, the Evan Ezel says it's coming from the Joshua of Yom Teruah Yelachem, which he interprets as saying it's a tekiah of the entire tzibur, which is a fascinating concept in and of itself. It's like a tekiah of the tzibur. And how does the tekiah of one person of the Beis Din become the tekiah of the tzibur? You need some type of connector, some type of tzeruf. Answer is kavanas hamashmiah. When the Beis Din has in mind, so mostly the entire tzibur, it becomes the tekiah of the entire tzibur. So with this, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up next time on Tekiyah Sim Umad, Tekiyah Sim Yusha, which is a very, very important sugya going back to the Rishon.
Thank you, Rabbi. So the Evan Ezel is the...